Round Table 圆桌议事，由企鹅 FM 特约 China Plus 独家呈现。
Round Table is jointly presented by China Plus and Chia FM.
It's the hour of Round Table.Well, Roundtable as a show and a team has noticed the importance of thinking positively in life, but few can really get there, I feel. And I think we need a little bit of hand-holding to be given to our listeners. First of all, guys, let's go back to the brain. How can positive thoughts make magic to your brain?
You know, we always thought that thinking negatively might have some...negative impact on your psyche and your physical well-being. But we never, but now it seems we have the scientific studies to back up our theory. So this is done by a researcher or university professor in psychology named Barbara Fredrickson. So I think it's a she. She discovered how negative emotions affect our minds. So in the experiment, in one experiment,Participants were asked to tally some objects they listed. Results show that participants with negative emotions named remarkably fewer than those with positive or neutral emotions. So the conclusion is negative emotions do narrow our mind, forcing us to pick from limited options. And when we are trapped with a reduced number of choices as a result of emotions coming into play, we make wrong, regrettable decisions.
Interesting.
There you go, scientific findings.
Yeah, scientific findings indeed. And then sometimes we have that goodwill of, we think that thinking positively or, well, that's the starting point, and then you can act positively, and possibly things will, go positively in your life, that kind of thing. But how do we get there?
Sometimes knowledge helps. For instance, knowing that, positive things do you some good.Like, in other parts of the experiment, participants who saw images of fear and anger wrote down the fewest responses. Meanwhile, the participants who saw images of joy and contentment wrote down a significantly higher number of actions that they would take, even when compared to the neutral group. So that means positive emotions makes your brain work even better, more acute, more faster.
I think based on like Lamy's explanation, I think maybe in a daily life, if you want to think positively, maybe we can eliminate some like negative words from our vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
And also maybe we can turn to some like positive people or read some positive articles. I think our previous topic has shown a very good example for us. If you turn to those like negative articles, you think you have relieved your pressure, but actually it just create more of your like anxiety. So maybe we can read more positive resources and talk to positive people and cheer ourselves up.
All right. For instance, when you're thinking about having a kid, forget about how hard it's going to be to raise him or her up, but instead think about how complete your family is going to be and how happy you're going to feel when you're holding him or her in your arms. That's the kind of thing you want to cherish, you want to look forward to.
In theory, yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, but
that's just one example.
The infant...poops on you or, you know, spits milk and stuff.
There you go, negativity.
I had to bring it in.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I certainly think that sometimes you're looking for positivity and then eliminating the negative thoughts or the triggers of negative thoughts can be a good thing. But sometimes I can get a little cynical here.
All right.
That is, I wonder if...embracing negativity and saying to yourself, that's okay, can help me find a little bit of positivity as well.
Well, be prepared for the worst. That's not bad. I mean, personally, I've made myself even braver when I look into how your brain reacts when you're about to die.
Yeah, sometimes you can also reward yourself with some incentives and to cheer you up. Yes.
Yes, and maybe do a little bit of singing that can...
I get up early. It helps a lot.
And getting up early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes you feel like the day is longer.
And also maybe helping someone, offering that helping hand to someone that, you know, might make his or her life a lot better.